بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وصحابته المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كما أخرجك ربك من بيتك بالحق وإن فريقا من المؤمنين لكارهون يجادلونك في الحق بعدما تبين كأنما يساقون إلى الموت وهم ينظرون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. One of the fundamental basis of Islam is that we stand with the truth firmly. Always, at all times, be with the truth and revolve around the truth. There are some people who stand with the truth, but they are not ready to sacrifice for the sake of this truth. If there is a conflict between speaking the truth or doing the truth, practicing it, and their own personal interests, they give a preference to their own personal interests. They are not ready to sacrifice. They are not firm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to be firm, rigid and firm and concrete, concreteness and solidity and rigidity and firmness in the truth. As-salabatu fil haq. Not just to be with the truth, but to be firm, backing the truth, always with the truth, not giving concessions when it comes to truth. Why people do not stand with the truth? They don't see it? It's not visible for them? Is it concealed? No, the truth is not concealed. The truth is apparent. But it is about this life, the dunya, the lower life, and the attractions, the allurements of this life, the seduction of this life seduces them. And therefore, when it comes to the truth, they compromise. And we have in our holy book, the Holy Quran, that there were some knowledgeable people, scholars, very well-versed and knowledgeable people who saw the truth and they realized it, and at some point they embraced the truth, but then when they were given another offer, a very tempting, seducing offer to work for the tyrant, for Pharaoh for instance, they abandoned the truth and they turned against the truth. And we have verses in the Quran that speak about such examples. Allah says many of them, they recognize the truth, but yet they deny it. In Surah An-Nahl, chapter 17, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَعْرِفُونَ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. They fully recognize God and His blessings and His favor upon them. يَعْرِفُونَ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُنْكِرُونَهَا. And then they choose to deny it. وَأَكْثَرُهُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Most of them are kafir. Here means ungrateful to God. They see the truth. They see what God is telling them, but they remain ungrateful. وَأَكْثَرُهُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. يَعْرِفُونَ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. Sometimes you come across people who don't know. You do not blame those who do not know. But when you come across people who know, they recognize, يَعْرِفُونَ. And God does not lie here. He doesn't lie to us. He created us, and He knows what goes in our minds and our hearts. يَعْرِفُونَ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. They fully recognize the truth, but then they opt and they choose to go against it. ثُمَّ يُنْكِرُونَهَا. Why ثُمَّ يُنْكِرُونَهَا? Why they deny it? Because وَأَكْثَرُهُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Because they are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is their nature. Allah speaks about the Pharaoh and his people when they stood against Moses. فَلَمَّا جَاءَتْهُمْ آيَاتُنَا مُبْصِرَةً. In Surah An-Naml. This is in Surah An-Naml. The first ayah was in Surah An-Nahl, the bee. This is in Surah An-Naml, the ant. فَلَمَّا جَاءَتْهُمْ آيَاتُنَا مُبْصِرَةً. When they received our signs very clearly, مُبْصِرَة, you can see it with basar. Visible, very clear. مُبْصِرَةً. قَالُوا هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. They said this is an absolute sorcery. What Moses is presenting us, the evidence, these are sorcery, سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. And then he says, وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا. They rejected these signs that we sent to them. جَحَدُوا. جُحُود means they declined to accept them. They reject them. وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا. While deep inside them, وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ. They had conviction that what Moses brought them was right, was accurate, was the truth. Inside them, they had this conviction. وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ. Then we ask God, can someone see the truth and yet he denies it? God says, yes. Why? God says, for two reasons. ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوًا. In iniquity, ظُلْمًا, injustice, iniquity, وَعُلُوًا, in arrogance. Definitely the arrogant, when he sees the truth, he would not concede to it. An arrogant person, he sees the truth. It's right before his eyes, but he is not willing to accept it. ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوًا. For iniquity, ظُلْم, وَعُلُوًا, for arrogance and pride. فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Then you will see what fate those people are going to have. Within the Muslim community, we have scholars who spend their lives in their libraries, among their books and research, and they see the truth, but they don't follow it because they have other interests in this life. The dunya has overwhelmed them. This life has overwhelmed them, has captured them, seduced them completely. So they give in to the temptations of this life. The wording of the Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says, "Ba'a akhiratahu bidunyah." He traded his akhirah for the dunya. He does not believe there is another life after this. This is the only life. So they see the truth, but they don't follow it. Ahlul Bayt, they teach us one thing. Why we embrace Ahlul Bayt? Why we are different from other denominations and other schools? For this important reason, that Ahlul Bayt, they teach us that we stand with the truth no matter what happens to us. No matter how much threats we receive, damage we receive, bombardment, killing, bloodshed, displacement of our people from this city into another city, in the camps. we stand with the truth. We stand with it. This is the message of Imam Hussein. When people asked Imam Hussein, why do you give your life? Sit at home in the comfort zone of your home. He said, أَلَا تَرَوْنَ إِلَى الْحَقِّ لَا يُعْمَلُ بِهِ. Don't you see the truth? Nobody practices the truth. وَإِلَى الْبَاطِلِ, on the other hand, falsehood, people run after falsehood. وَإِلَى الْبَاطِلِ لَا يُتَنَاهَا عَنْهِ. They don't stop practicing evil. How do you expect me to sit in the comfort of my home? Am I an animal? God created me just to eat and sleep. I have a role. I have a role in this life. This universe, my friends, is based on truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. This universe is supposed to be based on a truth, not on falsehood. Sometimes people can carry on with their falsehood for some time, but not forever. It has a time where it comes and collapses, expires. Falsehood cannot run to the end of the line. The winners who can reach the end of the line are those who advocate justice and the truth. Because the universe is based on the truth. God designed His house. The universe is the house of God. He's the architect. He's the designer. He's the builder. He created this universe, the cosmos system. He built it to stand on a truth, on haq, not batil. The batil that we see, the falsehood we see today around us, one day will collapse. It would not last. وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ. We did not create the heaven and the earth. And whatever between them, meaning me and you, we live in this universe, إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ, but based on truth. And we chose to follow the family that speaks nothing but the truth. In the battle of Badr, the first battle in Islam between a Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Quraysh, his clan who came to fight him. The Prophet had nothing. The Prophet had no supporters. The Prophet had no soldiers. The Prophet had no weapon to defend himself. But he had the strongest weapon of the truth, embracing the haq and the truth. And therefore Allah says to him in Surah Al-Anfal, كَمَا أَخْرَجَكَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَيْتِكَ بِالْحَقِّ. Follow the verse. When your Lord took you out of your house, wanted you to leave your house to go and confront those enemies with the truth, بالحق. وَإِنَّ فَرِيقًا مِّنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لَكَارِهُونَ. Some of your community, companions, sahaba who were with you, they were reluctant to come. They did not like to come. لَكَارِهُونَ. They knew you are the leader and you're giving them commands. Come with me. Let's help and defend our religion. They were karihun, reluctant to come. This is the wording of the Quran. يُجَادِلُونَكَ فِي الْحَقِّ. After knowing that you are saying the truth, they still argue with you. يُجَادِلُونَكَ فِي الْحَقِّ. Yesterday I was in a place. Someone said, all the companions are pure, alhamdulillah. They speak the truth and they are perfect. But the Quran says otherwise. The Quran says, يُجَادِلُونَكَ فِي الْحَقِّ. They realize that what you say is the truth, haq, but still they do jidal with you. They argue with you. They don't want to come with you. Is such a person a pure who disobeys his leader? He's a pure? If he's in America, they will court-martial him, execute him. If someone disobeys the commands of his leader, he's not a pure. So, يُجَادِلُونَكَ فِي الْحَقِّ بَعْدَمَا تَبَيَّنَ كَأَنَّمَا يُسَاقُونَ إِلَى الْمَوْتِ وَهُمْ يَنْظُرُونَ. As if you are pulling them to death, but you are pulling them to victory. وَإِذْ يَعِدُكُمُ اللَّهُ إِحْدَى الطَّائِفَتَيْنِ أَنَّهَا لَكُمْ وَتَوَدُّونَ أَنَّ غَيْرَ ذَاتِ الشَّوْكَةِ تَكُونُ لَكُمْ وَيُرِيدُ اللَّهُ. What does God want from me? He's taking me out of my house. He wants me to stand before Quraysh. What does he want? وَيُرِيدُ اللَّهُ. This is what he wants. وَيُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُحِقَّ الْحَقَّ بِكَلِمَاتِهِ. He wants to establish the truth. In this life, it's a battle between the truth and falsehood. If we stay away from it, if we don't defend the truth, who's going to defend it? وَيُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُحِقَّ الْحَقَّ بِكَلِمَاتِهِ. And وَيَقْطَعَ دَابِرَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Again he says, to emphasize this, he says, لِيُحِقَّ الْحَقَّ وَيُبْطِلَ الْبَاطِلَ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Definitely God is going to prove to the people that truth will prevail and falsehood is going to be defeated. وَيُبْطِلَ الْبَاطِلَ. أهل البيت paid for their life. Imam Hussein. Why did he stand and why did he give his blood? لِيُحِقَّ الْحَقَّ. To establish the truth in this universe. At that time, there were only a handful of people who understood Imam Hussein. And they were loyal to him. The rest of the Ummah was sedated, was asleep. The rest of the Muslim nation. Only few who were willing to go with him and defend the truth. Another person who gave her life for the sake of the truth, his mother, Fatima al-Zahra, alayhi salam. The Prophet turns to her just few hours before his death. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says to her, Bunayya Fatima, my sweetie Fatima, Laysa ahadun fi nisa'il muslimin a'zamu raziyatan mink. I cannot find in this community, among the women of this community, someone who is going to bear such big catastrophe and calamity and disaster in her life. The biggest disaster is your disaster, Fatima, after me. Few hours after the death of the Prophet, they attack his house. They ransack his house. And they assault his daughter. The closest one to the heart of the Prophet was Fatima. Lady Aisha is asked, who was the closest one to the heart of Muhammad? Immediately she says, Ibnatuhu Fatima al-Zahra. His daughter Fatima was the closest one to him. Immediately after the death of her father, rather than coming to her and comforting her, they ransacked her house. The house of Rasulullah, the house where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ. The sanctified house. The house that God loves. And Muhammad found comfort and peace in that house was ransacked immediately after his death. So she gave, why she was killed at the age of 18? She gave her life, لِيُحِقَّ الْحَقَّ وَيُبْطِلَ الْبَاطِلِ. So me and you, we understand the truth. The truth reaches us and we can discover it today. They gave their life and their blood for the sake of the truth. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wal-Asr inna al-insana lafi khusrin illa alladhina amanu wa amilu al-salihat wa tawasaw bil-haqq wa tawasaw bil-sabr wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ahli baytih al-tayyibin al-tahirin. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأحبته وأهل بيته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه عباد الله أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال تعالى في كتابه الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين يبلغون رسالات الله ويخشونه ولا يخشون أحدا إلا الله وكفى بالله حسيبا، صدق الله العلي العظيم. The depth and the strength of one's faith becomes illustrated and visible when he gives preference to God's content and God's satisfaction over his own content and satisfaction. He puts God's first before himself, before his personal feelings and personal interests. He puts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. Ridha Allah, the pleasure of God, the content of God, the satisfaction of God, the approval of God should come first. This is why we are believers. And that is the core meaning of iman and belief, is to put God first. And it's a big challenge. And most of us, we fail in this challenge. Most of us, we fail. Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wassalam, when he dispatched his governor to Egypt, Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr was sent to be the governor of Egypt. Muhammad is the biological son of Abu Bakr, but the spiritual son of Amir al-Mu'mineen. When his father Abu Bakr died, Muhammad was a few months old. So Amir al-Mu'mineen married the ex-wife of Abu Bakr after Abu Bakr's death, Asma. So Muhammad was raised in the house of Ali. Amir al-Mu'mineen raised him along with his two sons, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. So he became like a son to Amir al-Mu'mineen. He taught him everything from A to Z. He became the governor of Egypt during the Khilafah, the leadership of Amir al-Mu'mineen, at a young age. He was in his early 20s. And ultimately he was killed. He was killed by Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan. And I wish that our Sunni brothers and sisters know this and they read the history of Islam. Those who defend Muawiyah not only killed Imam Ali and Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, he even killed the son of Abu Bakr, the first caliph. Whoever would oppose him, whoever would stand in his face, he would not care. The answer is death, assassination. So he assassinated Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr. Imam Ali, when he was going, this man was going to lead Egypt and become the governor, he said to him this sentence, important sentence. He said to him, وَلَا تُسْخِطِ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى بِرِضَى أَحَدٍ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. Never dissatisfy God for the sake of the satisfaction of people. Anyone that people would be, don't do that. You are a governor, you are a leader of a nation. People look up to you. You have a responsibility of leading this nation with peace and justice, fairness and stability. Never dissatisfy God because you want to satisfy this tribal leader and this military leader and this merchant and this businessman and this man and this woman. Don't do that. This should be the directive for our life, in this life. Allah says, الَّذِينَ يُبَلِّغُونَ رِسَالَاتِ اللَّهِ. Those who preach the statements of God, they carry this quality. يَخْشَوْنَهُ. They only fear Him, they don't fear anyone of the people. وَيَخْشَوْنَهُ وَلَا يَخْشَوْنَ أَحَدًا مِّنَ النَّاسِ. You have a message here. If you want to fear and get intimidated by this, by your wife first, and by your neighbors, and by your children, and by this and by that, you are going to get to nowhere. Nowhere. People want to subjugate religion for their interest and for their ends. You should look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يخشونه. They respect him. They work for him. They fear him. ولا يخشون أحدا من الناس. وكفى بالله حسيبا. And therefore, in religion, mudahana means blandishment, adulation with people is forbidden at the expense of religion, at the expense of the truth, at the expense of haqq. We should not. We should speak the truth. Be polite, but be firm. Don't give concessions. Don't say, I am going to lose the friendship of this family and the business of that family and the relationship with that family because if I speak the truth. This is not good. Because not only you are going to lose yourself in this case. Don't lose yourself. Lose the business, lose the relationship, but don't lose yourself. Keep yourself strong. This is what Allah wants you to do. The hadith says, how do I know where do I stand with God? Where is my level with God? Where is my distance? Am I so close to Him, far from Him, in the middle? What degree? If we run from 0 to 100, am I 0? Am I 20, 70, 99? Where I am when it comes to God? How do I know? God would not send me a text message and say, hey, today you are 97% close to me. He would not do that. The hadith says, look at yourself. Look at yourself. Where does God stand with you at the time of sin? When there are temptations, allurements, attractions, seductions, where does God stand? Is God important to you? You say God is important? I'm not going to follow this sin. I'm not going to commit this sin. If this is the case, then your place with God is so close to. إِذَا أَرَدْتَ أَن تَعْرِفَ, the hadith says, if you wish to know, where do you stand with God? كَيْفَ هِيَ مَنْزِلَتُكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ فَانْظُرْ إِلَى مَنْزِلَةِ اللَّهِ عِنْدَكَ عِنْدَ الْمَعْصِيَةِ. Look at where God stands with you at the time of ma'asi. It's a mutual. This is how we know where we stand with God. Many times, it happens to you, my friends, and it happens to me. I sometimes ask, Allah, do you love me today? Are you okay with me? Are you happy with me? Are you angry with me? Please tell me. There is no answer. He would not tell. I try to hear some voices, you know. I check my iPhone. Maybe there is, you know, Twitter message, whatever. No, he would not say. Allah says, I taught you. Look at me where I stand with you at the time of temptation. Do you follow me or do you follow your temptations? This is how you can know. Therefore, Imam Zain al-Abidin, a few days ago was the anniversary of the martyrdom, the shahada of our fourth Imam, al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zain al-Abidin. And I really advise you, my friends, to read Dua Makarimul Akhlaq. It's not a long dua. You can download it from dua.org, from the books of dua. It is translated to English, although that English I don't like. It's not perfect English. But it has been translated to many languages. Read Dua Makarimul Akhlaq, one of the most beautiful supplications and petitions that Imam does with his Lord. Oh God, do this to me, this to me, this to me. One of them he says, and enable me, وَقَوْلُ الْحَقِّ وَإِنْ عَزْ, that I speak the truth at any cost. At any cost. Sometimes I am willing to speak the truth, but if there is some damage, $100 damage to me, I would not speak the truth. $5 damage, I would say it. Some people say, no, $100 I would accept. $500, $5,000 I would not accept. Imam says, at any cost, enable me, give me this courage. Give me this courage that I speak the truth at any cost. Wa in az. I conclude with the story of Shu'aib alayhi salam. Prophet Shu'aib, who lived in Madian. In the Bible it is Madian, and in the Quran it's Madian. And today's name is Ma'an, south of Amman, the capital of Jordan, Ma'an. That was the ancient city of Madian. So this prophet Shu'aib, who became the father-in-law of Moses, he gave him one of his daughters, He worked very hard to invite people to God, but they refused. They were arrogant, and they harassed him. Some of them accepted, the majority did not. Allah said to him, Ya Shu'aib, I am going to send my punishment over your community. The total of the community is 100,000. God said, Shu'aib said, God, but those are, some of them are good. They did not commit sin. Allah said, I know. Some of them are good. They did not commit a sin. But when others, the majority, committed sin, they stood with them in solidarity. They did not forbid them. They did not go to them and say to them, this is a sin, don't do it, don't practice it. Because they were friends together. For the sake of that friendship, not to lose that friendship, they did not tell them. They favored to be silent. وَلَمْ يَغْضِبُوا لِغَضَبِي Listen to this. They did not become angry for my anger. They did not say we have to defend God. These are the rights of God. So when they did not say that, they deserve the punishment. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, إِيَّاكُمْ Be careful. Do not abandon saying the truth. أَمْرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ Bidding to good and forbidding evil. Don't do that. Because if you stop doing that, even if you have not done something wrong, when the punishment comes, it is going to engulf you too. Those who committed sin and those who did not commit sin because they chose not to say anything, not to resist. My brothers and sisters, this coming Sunday we have, Sunday first, we have a Thanksgiving ceremony at the church in the Lutheran church in Newport Beach on, I think, Dover Street or Dove, either Dove or Dover. Dover, yeah. At 7 p.m. this coming Saturday, and I am going to be there representing the Islamic side. Sunday at 7 p.m. Saturday, tomorrow. Inshallah. On Saturday, inshallah, we're going to have Al-Jalsa Al-Arabiyya, the Arabic session dedicated to Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zain al-Abidin, which is tomorrow at 7 p.m. inshallah. And we are having the Thanksgiving on Thursday, and they are ordering halal turkey inshallah. We're going to have on Thursday at 7 p.m. the Thanksgiving session inshallah. If you want to volunteer the food, speak to Brother Samir Amiri and tell him so we don't order the food from the restaurant. And we are collecting money as usual every year. You know, thousands, hundreds of thousands, rather millions, they walk to the shrine of Imam Hussein in Karbala on the occasion of the Arba'een. They walk from all distances. So we provide food for them because those Zawar visitors, they don't even carry money with them. They stop to refresh themselves and eat. So we provide food. If you'd like to contribute into the feeding and taking care of the Zawar, of the Ziyarah of the Arba'een, and inshallah receiving the Thawab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, speak to Brother Shamsuddin Shahidi. He already has some money, collected some money. Speak to him so we can send this food inshallah to Karbala, to Iraq, to take care of the Zawar inshallah. Allahumma akhfar lil mu'mineena wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat. الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واجعل كلمة الإسلام هي العليا وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد